So now on the Innovation Show, we welcome Fiona Descadeau-Kennedy, CEO of Innovate Dublin. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Aidan. Delighted to be here.
It's great to have you here. So tell us about Innovate Dublin.
Innovate Dublin is a social enterprise and it was set up last year. And what we do is we look at identifying problems in communities in Dublin City and co-create, co-develop and co-produce solutions to those problems with individuals, particularly residents, businesses, nonprofits and local government.
Brilliant. And so how can somebody get involved? I mean, if I had an idea, or is it a community thing or can an individual come forward?
I'll tell you a bit about our model. Innovate Dublin sets up different Innovate programs under the auspices of Innovate Dublin. Dublin is huge, has a lot of complex social problems. So we want to ensure that we have an impact on the ground and communities. So we set up Innovate Ballymun, our first program, and we wanted to understand what the issues were in the community of Ballymun. We had all the socioeconomic data, so we knew what the deprivation indices, what the figures were associated to that. But we really wanted to put the user, the individual, back at the centre of the decision-making process and the community tell us what they actually want. So within Ballymun, what we did is we did on-street consultations with residents, we interviewed businesses, non-profit organisations, and we came up with three themes based on their feedback and their information. One, they wanted to activate vacant spaces in their community. Two, they wanted to look at design and service design within the community and how to redesign services to better meet their needs. And three, they wanted to actually look at possibly testing products and services from the private sector in their community. And that came from the business interviews and consultations that we did. So with those three areas, we actually wanted to determine then, okay, so we have these themes. What do we actually do? What does the community want under those themes? So we set up groups of critical friends. You maybe had TDs coming along to a session, you had counsellors, but you also had, most important, the residents who live in Ballymun. So under the theme, for example, activating vacant spaces, entrepreneurship and growth for entrepreneurs and social entrepreneurs was a big deal. There was no space. And what's more, there was no vacant space for people to progress. So with planning and involving the key people that I said earlier on, what we did was we devised a plan for a social innovation hub in Ballymun, a space not only for social entrepreneurs, but for entrepreneurs and people who can grow, develop and develop their business through a co-working space in Ballymun. So we now have a social innovation hub that's 320 square metres of space, and it ticks one of the boxes in terms of the activating vacant space theme that was delivered within Ballymun. So essentially what we want to do out of anything we design is putting the user back at the centre face. It's not dictated by government or local government, it's dictated to by the user, the individual in the community. And we pull in the expertise from local government, non-profits, businesses going forward in order to develop the solutions.
That's brilliant. So somebody can spot, like, because when you think about like the Coder Dojo model as well, about like you're looking for donated space, but this is perhaps space that, you know, lost out through the recession, was maybe a vibrant area. You're revitalizing that because there's direct correlation between, you know, active spaces or vibrancy or energy in a space. That's and right. People's livelihood and how, yes, they feel living in those,
yep,
areas.
Yep.
So
that's
so right. you're affecting that for the positive change as well.
Indeed.
And that has a knock-on effect on igniting creativity, because we talk about creative spaces and you see a lot of, you know, big corporates putting together innovation spaces of nice colors, all that kind of stuff. It's the same reason it ignites creativity.
Yes.
But because we see there's some examples of that where donated spaces have been used as kind of creative hubs or innovation hubs. Mm-hmm. Drogheda, I think there's one.
That's right. Yes.
Yeah. So this is great. So in Ballymun, where, you know, a lot of there's been a lot of neglect, I suppose, in a lot of impoverished areas, there's somewhere now that's a hub of energy.
That's right. That people who have an idea for a business can actually come develop their business idea and grow the business idea. And we act as a facilitator or a broker to, I suppose, connect them to the local partnership, for example, Leo, the local enterprise office, or any other companies they need to be talking to in order to develop their business and grow their business. So it's development of the ecosystem for entrepreneurs and social entrepreneurs within the Ballymun community. And as time goes on, we're hoping that the model becomes self-sustainable. We're almost breaking even after 1 year for the Social Innovation Hub, which is fantastic. So we're hoping to look to develop and grow that in other communities in Dublin and work with potential partners to grow that across the city, whether it is businesses, nonprofits, or local government. But we're also looking at other projects. The Social Innovation Hub is only one aspect of what we do. As I said, under the theme prototyping products and services from the private sector, there's an interest to reinvigorate an area that was looking at manufacturing. We wanted to actually get people back into understanding the awareness of what STEAM is, science, technology, engineering, arts and maths, and engaging them in working with development of STEAM products or services. So we've been looking at what is called a mobile makerspace. So a makerspace could be housing 3D printers, cutters, machines to actually develop products and services or design products and services. So what we want to do is design a prototype mobile makerspace that can go out into communities, can target schools, for example. So kids can go in and look at making an amplifier for their phone. But they think it's cool and it's fun. But what they're actually doing is they're looking at science, they're looking at technology, they're putting arts and maths together, and they're working to develop something cool and fun, but learning at the same time. And it's really important through this project that we're not only doing that, engaging kids in schools, but engaging parents to encourage them and develop the awareness of STEAM and the importance of that going forward. Businesses, small businesses as well, it's very expensive to prototype and test. Whether you want to look at a new product in your product range for a business, or for example, actually look at different packaging. You have to send it off. It has to be manufactured. You have to wait for a turnaround time. Businesses, small businesses don't have the resources. They don't have the money to do that. So what we want to do is have a mobile makerspace that they can go to in their community. They can have look at developing a prototype, but have a turnaround time that's less than a week. And then they can determine if it's something they want to change or develop or take it to market. So the mobile makerspace is another project that we're working on with key partners in the local area, businesses and nonprofits to take that forward. So there's a range of different projects that we're working on at the moment, but that's what makes Innovate Dublin so special. It's unique because we're working with the people in the community that actually want to make a change and want to make a difference. We're not bound by government funding. We're not bound by any rules or regulations. We're doing what communities want us to do and what the residents, businesses and nonprofits and local government want us to do in the community. And we're acting as a broker to facilitate that and develop the projects that matter.
Yeah, and that sense of ownership from the community is what it's all about. I mean, if you have any innovation program in a big corporate pushed on people, or I call it forced fun, if you had forced fun weekends away and all this kind of stuff, and, you know, whiteboarding sessions forced on people, they won't. It's like, that's not made here kind of mentality. But when it's coming from them and they're inputting, there's a sense of ownership there and a sense of partnership.
Exactly.
But I thought it was really interesting what you said about the STEAM with the kids. So the kids getting engulfed in this world is kind of like putting medicine into their yogurt so they don't notice it.
That's it.
You get it in there.
Yes,
radar. But it's, you know, you're talking about prototyping as well, and that, I mean, you're doing that as well. You're prototyping yourself. We're becoming the prototype that you can then roll out elsewhere around other places as well, which is fantastic.
I mean, Innovate Ballymun is our first program, and essentially, yes, it's our pilot, it's our prototype. If this works, we want to scale it to other areas of Dublin City and potentially other counties. It doesn't have to be Innovate Dublin. It can be Innovate Cork. It could be Innovate Waterford. So in time, we may look at a growth plan going forward, but at the moment we'll just concentrate on Dublin communities and see what traction we can establish by working with the people in the communities to take prototypes forward.
So your model is get your own model right.
Yes.
So get your model right and then move it to another area.
That's right.
Which, I mean, it's always going to adapt, and, you know, it's going to adapt to the local demands, I suppose, as well.
Exactly.
Like if the community's a partner,
yes,
that's going to change. Going community to community.
Exactly. It depends on what the core needs on the ground and the community are. And I think, I mean, this is, you could say it's under the realm, what we do is under the realm of social innovation. It's looking at new ways of doing things in communities. So what we want to do is actually look at a different methodology for working in communities, looking at how we can develop local community through social innovation and putting the user, as i.e. the resident, back at the design of the services and systems that they want to see in their community. And I do believe this is a different methodology that we can look at, potentially look at with government going forward, because I do think there's space for looking at social innovation methodologies for Dublin going forward.
Yeah, so say I'm a resident in one of those areas. Do I just walk in and just go, here, I'm Aidan and I have this idea? Is that how it works?
That's it. I mean, the Social Innovation Hub is an open door hub. Anyone can come in and engage with the Incubate for Growth program, as if you're an entrepreneur or a social entrepreneur. Or we've just established a youth program, which is using design thinking skills to put the youth back at the decision-making process for themselves. So where are they actually going? What do they need to do? In Ballymun, there's a lot of local service provisions for youth to aid them into education, training, self-employment and employment. Very good local organisations that have been in the community for over 25 years. But there's a large number of them, and it's very difficult to, I suppose, find your way through these organisations. So essentially, our youth programme, Youth Academy is what it's called, is actually helping youth navigate through those service provisions and determine what is next for them. If they're receiving services from the job centre, they could be receiving services from our local arts theatre access. So what is next for them? Where do they want to go? Is it employment? Is it self-employment? But allowing them to design that. And that's a 15-week program that we're about to launch in late September. So they can engage the projects that we have running through the Social Innovation Hub.
I was thinking when you were saying that, like, so they have a chance to almost do a hackathon on their own lives. Like, it's like, where am I going?
And that's it.
So many kids don't even ever get a chance to do that. Like, we all make decisions on our CAO form for what we're going to do in college in a whim, you know. It's the information behind that decision is not always rock solid. It's kind of preferences at the time without really drilling down. And I suppose it's what design thinking is. It's like, okay, let's get really to the bottom of what do I like, you know, all that kind of, it's fantastic to get that. And even to get access to that skill, because a lot of people in businesses and successful businesses and big MNCs, they don't get the chance to do that.
No. And I didn't. I'm certain you didn't either previously. So I think it's something that we need to start to embed in communities and training programs, and start locally by putting into the realms of the Social Innovation Hub through the Incubate for Growth program that we run, or the Youth Academy. And it's starting small and advocating on behalf of what we're doing and getting the message out.
And how did you get involved, Fiona? What was your
The background, pathway? Essentially, I was acting CEO of the Ballymun Whitetail Area Partnership up until March of last year. What happened is there was a national tender process for the Mainstay program that we ran, same as other partnerships. And unfortunately, we lost out as part of that tender application. So the company was wound down, but in winding it down, there was an opportunity perhaps look at taking the company in another direction. So this is what we did. So I worked with the board to look at a whole new strategy to take the company forward. The name of the company was changed. We looked at a whole new business plan, and Ballymun Whitetail Area Partnership essentially became Innovate Dublin.
Brilliant. Well, it's a great story, and we wish you the very best luck, and looking forward to seeing it rolling out across. If people want to get in touch and help, or you know, suggest come to my town, where can people find you, Fiona?
They can find us on www.innovatedublin.org.
Well, Fiona Descoteaux-Kennedy, CEO and founder of Innovate Dublin, thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much for your time. It was lovely to be here.